You have just tuned in to the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS with T and I. This would be an evolution of what the BPC once was. Each week when you tune in, some weeks you'll get Miracles 1, and some weeks you'll get Miracles 1 and Talia B. But I can guarantee you, each week you'll be picking up pieces and picking up power from a new and different perspective. Exciting, changing, and evolving. This is the new BPC. All right, people. All I can say is wow. The BPC is back. And it came back in a way that was unexpected, that I didn't see coming. Because if I be honest and transparent, you guys, I thought I had took the right direction when I changed the name and evolve into the T&I Chronicles Life Lessons from a Single Dad and His Princess. And on that note, I want to apologize. I want to apologize because I truly believe I would think I was being a little bit selfish. Because in that moment, I forgot all about my loyal following, my loyal listeners of the BPC. And I wanted to launch my daughters and I podcast on the same platform, but totally just disregard what has been transpiring the last 2 years. And for that, I apologize. But I will tell you this. That decision was made in one of the most challenging times of my life. Which is why I'm coming to you at the beginning of the week. On a day I normally would not publish or record a podcast to reset us as we get ready to go into May. As you can see by the title of the podcast now, it is now the Broken Pieces Chronicles, all about the BS with T and I. So, after deep conviction, I pivoted. I pivoted, course correct, and realized that both can exist as long as I don't get away from my original calling and purpose, which was to give you a place where you can listen to, transparent conversation about going through brokenness, dealing with it, and picking up pieces of that particular subject and turn to power. But now on top of that, we can also have alternate conversations dealing with the brokenness that can happen from raising a child by yourself, almost by yourself, of the opposite sex. It might apply to the same sex, but it's still a journey. And we're going to use that every other week to pick up power. But enough about that. Again, my heartfelt sympathy, not sympathy, my heartfelt apology, sorry, to you all for not being here over the last several weeks. But I'm back. And I thank God for the grace to allow me to course correct and the strength to come and do what must be done today. So let's get into this. DPS, the perfect storm. Before I get in what the acronym of DPS stand for, let me give you a definition of a storm. And we can talk about a storm from the standpoint of weather, but I found a definition that sums up the storms of life. It said a disturbed or agitated state. And the reason it was on my heart to choose this title It's very simple. It is because, simply because, my faith, and again, I'm still as neutral as I was 8 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago. It was a story in the Bible where the disciples were in the boat with Jesus. He was asleep. And they were freaking out about the storm, forgetting that everything they had their faith in was in the boat with them asleep. And I say that because no matter how strong a person you appear to be, you let the right storm come along, or as I call it, a perfect storm, you will start doubting everything you believe in. Remember what your faith is. Because keep in mind, regardless of what your belief, faith is still the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because the last I checked, the majority, some depending on what people believe, majority of the things that believed from a supernatural standpoint, you believe it in something you can't see. So that's applicable. And when the storms get to raging, you can get yourself sucked into it. So with that being said, I'm going to talk about the first letter of the acronym, DPS. And it stands for this. This is the perfect storm concoction. It stands for depression and distractions. If you go back to right before I stopped recording the BPC and went to Chronicles of a Single Dad, Chronicles T&I, sorry, Life's Lessons from a Single Dad and His Princess, sorry, I was discussing about a career change that looked like a blessing and everything else that I've been waiting on. I'm here to tell you, it was a distraction to get me out of my position, my purpose, and it glittered so brightly. It was fool's gold. I took right now satisfaction and gratification at the expense of all my time and stuff being taken away. And I was so tired and drained. Not only did I not have time for family, I didn't have time to come here and do this podcast. And it took all I had just to do the one with myself and my daughter. Because I had a distraction come along. Because of the distraction, I started finding myself stressed out. And as much as a blessing as it looked like, over the last several weeks, even now, as I am in the middle of correcting course and getting back in the line, back in my old company, thank God for that, because I don't burn bridges. Welcome back with open arms and gave me a large opportunity, but still way less hours than I was working at the other place. But because of all that, I have been battling depression. For those who know me, you would never know it. Because I am the one that can put that cape on and that S in my chest when I walk out the door, because I believe in the Superman who I have my faith in so much that when he covered me, you would never know what's going on with me. But depression is real. Especially when you are truly single. You're truly trusting God, whatever you believe in, to bring you the right person. Meet some wonderful people, hoping they're there, that they might be that person. And sometimes it don't always turn out their way. Sometimes you're still waiting. But even the waiting, you're still by yourself. And as for me, in raising a child, you have to be Superman when you come to the door after you've been Superman all day. And you don't want them to see that you're battling depression. And it starts that perfect storm. It starts with a distraction that gets your attention, that pulls you off a course. And I call that the wind. So the wind blows you in a different direction. And you allow yourself to get sucked into it for the wrong reasons. And then here comes the rain. Here comes the depression. But when it's raining, nobody else sees it. They don't see when you're in the car crying on the way to work about different things because of the distraction that blew you off course. They don't see when you're at home crying because you're like, how did I miss it? How did I not see that coming? And then I'm here by myself going through. Nobody sees that. Nobody sees that as a man. If you was the man you were 15, 16 years ago, you would bring bodies around to keep you distracted in a whole different way so you don't have to feel the depression. But then you found yourself off course the other direction. And you've already learned what distractions do already. So the D, distractions and depressions. And I know this podcast is starting off in a somber tone, but somebody got to talk about this. Because I know I'm not the only one who has walked in the situation like I'm walking in and walking out of. Thank God for my faith, because this podcast ends on a high note. But I got to take you through this journey with me. So if you're going through it and you're listening, you know you're not by yourself. So let's get ready to end this first segment. I'm Miracles One and I'm back. And the next segment we're dealing with is paranoia. I'll be back in a few seconds. All right, people, I'm back for segment two of the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS with T and I, but today you just got I. Miracles One, Ira B. So anyway, I know that first segment was pretty heavy, but it needs to be, because some of y'all do not understand the weight that some of your fellow men, some of your fellow women, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mother, father, cousins, co-workers, whoever are carrying. They are walking around like they're okay, but they're literally in a perfect storm. Let's talk about the P. I'm gonna try to keep this segment short because my conclusion is going to be a little bit longer than usual. But the key is to keep this podcast still in 30 minutes. So, paranoia. Now, no matter what you believe in, I will tell you, because I've read and studied other beliefs, regardless of me being a Christian or whatever, I want to know and understand what other people believe in, because you can learn something from that and learn some wisdom. So if you want to Google the story about Jesus and disciples being in the boat while he was asleep. And I said that to start this segment off like that because of this. You think about it. Whatever you believe in, right? You're at a time when that deity, depending on what your faith is, was walking the earth in a human form. And you are in a boat with him or her, depending on your belief. And a storm comes, and you believe that deity has the power to control everything, Like for us, we believe God and Jesus controlled everything. Could come a storm. And for some reason, while the deity is asleep, you figure that it has no idea of what's going on around you. I assumed I had moments where I felt like God had no idea what I was dealing with. And then you get paranoid. I got paranoid. I'm not going to say you. I'm going to say I. When clearly my faith says, do not worry about tomorrow because the day is sufficient in its own trouble. And basically God got me. I start worrying about tomorrow because I made major changes that affected the short term, but was 20 times better for the long term. I got paranoid. I start seeing things, not literally, I'm going crazy. I start worrying about things in my head that are weeks down the road because I made adjustments to course correct. And if I keep it real, I made resources my source instead of trusting that God had my back. And then he saw bless me in different ways. Not the pace I want, but at the pace I needed. But it wasn't always from the same source I expected it from. Paranoia. And I give you another P. Pain. The pain of failure. The pain of feeling like, especially if you're a parent, you made a decision that temporarily affected everything that was attached to you. And you keep looking back and saying, I should have dot, dot, dot. And when you look back, you did everything you're supposed to do right. Then the lessons you learn along the way in that short period of time while you was riding the storm out and was supposed to be resting in him, resting in what you believe, me resting, Jesus resting God. And I chose to get paranoid and cause myself pain and discomfort. Perfect storm. Depression, distractions, pain and paranoia. And I bet you some of you right now understand exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about. And so I'm not going to tell you in this segment what happened next, because we have one more S to talk about. And it's probably the most serious of all of them. But if I don't give you my truth, I have not stayed true to this platform and kept my promise on what I was going to do with it. All right? I'm Miracles One. We'll be back shortly after this break. All right, people, we're back for the conclusion of the Broken Pieces of Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. With T and I, like saying that has a ring to it. But this episode, DPS, perfect storm. So we dealt with depression, distractions, paranoia, and pain. Pain has a crazy way of having different effects on different people. Some people can handle a lot of pain. You have a high pain tolerance. Some people have a low pain tolerance. That's physical. That mental and emotional pain, that's on a whole nother level. Because it can break a man and woman down in a way that physical pain cannot. Especially when you're already paranoid, depressed, and distracted. Because here come the S. You get sad. Some of you might think depression is sadness. Sadness is a part of depression that can spiral and turn to something else that's much darker. I pause so I can clear my eyes, because the other S, you could find yourself having suicidal thoughts. Just say you act on them. Makes this very clear. I am okay. Nobody worried about me, nothing like that. But one thing God told me to do is be real with people. I thank God for my faith in Him. I thank for blessing me with my daughters. Because sometimes when the perfect storm happens and you got enough of all that going on in your life, and you've course correct so many times just to try to get this thing called life and right, sometimes the thought of just ending it seems like it'll make it easier. Until you realize that DPS isn't just a storm. It can become a disease or a dis-ease. Because if you were to be selfish and take your life, you can create depression, distractions, pain, paranoia, sadness. And God forbid somebody else gets suicidal because they can handle the pain of losing you. And the thing that you killed you end up being a thing that ends up killing somebody you loved. Yeah. That part. So I would say to you, the challenge is, when you're feeling like that, don't do it alone. There's help out there. You can Google suicide hotline, different things. But this perfect storm could truly knock you on your butt. It was a movie, as we get ready to conclude, had George Clooney call the perfect storm. They came across the perfect hurricane. The movie did not end. It did not end on a happy note. They tried to ride the storm out and drove into the storm and tried was going to drive up the wave and it collapsed the boat, of course. But I remember one time in the middle of the storm, or the eye of the hurricane, as they call it, they came to this place of perfect peace. The storm was on the outside. But on the inside, in the middle of that storm, there was sunlight. No winds. Everything was calm. If you went to Google the story I told you that was in my belief in the Bible, you'll find out when they woke Jesus up, he came out. And it basically was like, where y'all faith at? And then he spoke to the storm and said, peace be still. I'm a believer that some of these perfect storms that we are allowed to go through, didn't say God or whatever you believe in, put them on you, are used to show us how strong we really are. But also used to show us that no matter how hard things get, you can always call on Him. For me, that's who I call on. I call on Jesus. You might call on somebody else. I'm going to love you anyway. But the bottom line is, the storm was never meant to take you out. The storm was meant to take you over troubled water. And all you had to do was rest in the boat with your faith. And then once you made through the storm, the sun would come out. I believe, as hard as it's been for the last several weeks, that my storm is about to be over. Because it damn near took me out. But As the old songs say, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. The obstacles are no longer in my way, something like that. I feel like some of you need to hear that. Look up, see the sun, and realize the rain is gone. And stay focused on the sun. Some of you will get that. And then your perspective will change and you won't see a storm no more. I hope this episode has helped you. Or if you have a friend who you know going through and they silently going through, they didn't tell you, but you can see it and feel it, share with them. Because there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not the tunnel where you have to call it quits. It's a tunnel where you don't, quit. You keep going. I love you guys to life. I'm back. I would apologize for being such a heavy episode, but it was needed. Who knows? It might be the one that goes viral. You know, everything else is out there and we're having these conversations about relationships and this and that and third, which is nothing wrong with that. Not knocking. But somebody had to come on and be vulnerable and be honest. And I chose to be used that way. So, as I always say, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the BS, not the BS, the big S, sorry, for the support. Share with somebody, share with 10 people. If I can get each of you guys to share with 10 people, that's going to be awesome. And subscribe and review. We'll be back this weekend with another episode of TNI. Sip on the Broken Pieces Chronicles, the BPC banner and brand. The episode will be called TNI, Life Lesson from Single Dad. And she has questions this week. So, all right, people, love you all. And like I say, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. So let's pick up pieces and pick up power. And you got this. Because there is sun once the storm is over. A miracle's one of them out.